Well, explosions are continuing to rock Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, this morning after lethal bombings outside the airport. Journalists in the city are reporting hearing and feeling more explosions. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. US military forces are now vowing to hunt down those responsible. More than 60 people have been killed and 140 more wounded in these explosions. 12 of them were US troops killed and 15 were wounded. Let's get more now from our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, on all of this. Kia ora, Simon. Good to have you with us today. Just give us an update on the very latest coming out of the Pentagon on all of this. There's been a media conference within the last hour or so.
There has indeed. Let me just bring you up to speed on all the latest developments, Susie. Those blasts that have been heard recently in Kabul appear to be controlled explosions that are being conducted by the US military at Kabul airport as they destroy equipment and begin the process of preparing for a withdrawal by August the 31st, in line with President Biden's orders. The President of the United States will be addressing the American people in 50 minutes time from the White House after spending a day in some considerable degree of panic there after the news broke here early this morning of the initial attack by a suicide bomber on the Abbey Gate to the north of Kabul Airport. The Pentagon confirming now that 12 American service personnel lost their lives. Another 15 of them were injured. The Taliban Ministry of Health in Kabul says 60 Afghans were killed, 150 injured. All of those numbers could possibly change and rise in the hours ahead. President Biden scrubbed all his engagements for the day, including a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. All briefings at the White House were scrubbed, and it was only within the last hour that we heard from General Kenneth McKenzie of Central Command via a Pentagon briefing, who disclosed the death toll. Said that a suicide bomber had somehow managed to get through a Taliban checkpoint. He did not believe that the Taliban were actively encouraging that to occur. He said that some members of the Taliban were more scrupulous about security checks than others, and it seems that the suicide bomber got right up to the checkpoint that was being manned by US military personnel as they checked people for weaponry and bombs on their way into the airfield. Here is more of what General McKenzie had to say.
The threat from ISIS is extremely real. We've been talking about this for several days. We saw it actually manifest itself here in the last few hours with an actual attack. We believe it is their desire to continue those attacks, and we expect those attacks to continue. And we're doing everything we can to be prepared for those attacks. That includes reaching out to the Taliban, who are actually providing the outer security cordon around the airfield, to make sure they know what we expect them to do to protect us. And we will continue to coordinate with them as they go forward. We are continuing to bring people onto the airfield. We just brought a number of buses aboard the airfield over the last couple of 3 hours. So we continue to process. We'll continue to flow people out. The plan is designed to operate while under stress and under attack. And we will continue to do that. We will coordinate very carefully to make sure that it's safe for American citizens to come to the airfield. If it's not, we'll tell them to hold, and then we'll work other ways to try to get them to the airfield. But I think our mission remains. We're still committed to flowing people out up until we terminate operations at some point, towards the end of the month. But I think we have the ability actually to do all of those things as we go forward. Let me just come back one moment. And you talked about going after ISIS. Yes, if we can find who's associated with this, we will go after them. We've been clear all along that we're going to retain the right to operate against ISIS in Afghanistan. And we are working very hard right now to determine attribution, to determine who is associated with this cowardly attack. And we're prepared to take action against them 24/7. We are looking for them.
That's General Kenneth McKenzie. ISIS-K, the splinter group of Islamic State that operates on Afghan territory, has now claimed responsibility for these attacks, distributing a video that features a man they claim was the suicide bomber responsible for the first blast, the second blast taking place at a hotel near the airport perimeter that had been used as a staging post over the last several days for American citizens hoping to evacuate from Afghanistan. President Biden Biden was in the Situation Room with his national security officials already holding a crisis meeting when news of the blasts came in. Now he will be speaking to the American public in 45 minutes. How will he find the words, Susie, adequately to convey what the military and Afghan civilians have gone through today?
If we can just talk for a moment about the political significance here, Simon. I mean, it's put the US military, the US administration into the position where they're now sharing intelligence with the Taliban, which is quite an extraordinary move. But also, doesn't this underscore about terrorism? It's not necessarily about who or how many people are killed, although it is a huge number for the recent times for American troops. It's about on what stage and about who is watching.
I think it's worth underscoring that these are the first American military fatalities in Afghanistan in 18 months. Adding to the president's difficulties tonight here, the fact that the website Politico is reporting fury on Capitol Hill after members of Congress were briefed this week and learnt that American officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders and Afghan allies that they wanted to be allowed into the airport. They just put all those Afghans on a kill list, said one defense official who spoke to the website Politico on condition of anonymity. And social media is now replete with Republicans already calling for President Biden and some of his other top officials to be impeached over that issue and the more general terror strike that has engulfed the US military today. And, you know, the president's got an enormous difficulty now because clearly the airport is insecure. The general says he doesn't currently plan to flood any more troops into the airport. But how are US forces going to evacuate the 1,500 Americans plus countless thousands of Afghans and other foreign nationals who still want to get out of Afghanistan, even as they start blowing up their equipment at the airport and prepare themselves to board those military planes and get out? You've got prominent Democrats, including the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, saying these US forces need to stay until the job is done. It is absolutely apparent that they are not going to do that. There's no way they can do that in the days ahead, given the security crisis that now is affecting the airport.
Thank you very much, as ever, Simon Marks there, our Washington correspondent.